You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350.
Larry?
That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with Larry Zinn. We've got Larry Zinn. We're going to talk about a bunch of good stuff, especially the Land Rover Discovery Sport, which I think these are on the road now, aren't they, Larry?
They're not on the road yet. It's going to release next month. We just had a demo in for about a week, and that car is awesome. About a week and a half ago, was out in Arizona to test drive them through the desert.
Hey, Larry, you're on a bad cell phone. Can you call back in? Okay, call right back. We're going to have Larry call him back. He's getting squelched on his cell phone. We're going to talk about the Land Rover Discovery Sport. And then we're going to follow up after this segment. We're going to talk with Jeremiah Schnee. He's the founder of the Wealth and Values Institute. And we're going to talk about his iLead program, which is going to help the family offices in China and the United States network together. It's going to be an awesome interview. You want to make sure you stick with us for the second half with Jeremiah Schnee, founder of the Wealth and Value Initiative. And looks like Larry's back on his cell phone. D, how's it sound now? Looks like it's doing good. D, put up Larry and let's get going with Larry. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Doesn't look like it's so good. D? How we doing? All right, Larry, are you back?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you better now, Larry. So, you know, you brought in the one demo Land Rover Discovery Sport, and you drove that around. Tell me.
It's a really cool because it's the only car in its segment that has three rows. So the way that they use space on the inside of this car was really, really innovative.
Yeah, these are not the big ones. These are kind of smaller.
This is smaller, actually. It's slightly larger than the Range Rover Evoque. So for a car of that size to have three rows is really, really unique.
Well, talk about how it operated in South Florida traffic, because we know that's full of orange cones that people typically try to avoid, and a lot of other speeding cars, which you hopefully avoid also.
Well, you know, it is an all-wheel drive vehicle, so it is great in the rain. It does have ground clearance as well, so if there ever is any flooding, which, as you know, every few months we get something big, this is a car that's definitely going to get you through it. And, not to mention it's going to get you there comfortably and is quite fuel efficient.
Oh, Larry, you're right at the right spot now to talk to us on your phone, so stay wherever you are, man. Now you're sounding good. So the Land Rover, Range Rover Discovery Sport, you know, a lot of the cars that you guys sell with Land Rover and Range Rover, there's a wait list. Is there a wait list for this?
We don't expect a wait list on this car because it's coming out of a brand new plant where they're going to be able to produce whatever they need. And also they have plans for the Chinese market coming up. So we won't have to worry about sharing production with them like we have on previous models.
Well, that's great, because I know you've had a little bit of a wait list on some of your other cars. Now, what other stuff have you got going on this summer in the community? I know you guys do some great community events. What have you got coming up?
Let's see. We just sponsored the Children's Bereavement Center. We did a giveaway on a vehicle for a week to the highest bidder with a $2,500 value. We donated it, so the money will all go towards the Children's Bereavement Center. As we get towards the summer, too, we're looking to do another Cars Cause charity event, which I know you've attended before.
Oh, I love those. Floyd's going to be helping you out with that stuff, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we like to put a big car show together. All the money goes towards Wounded Warriors, and that's a really great event as well, something that I'm always very fond of doing. And on our side, a non-charity related event, we're going to have the launch of the all-new Discovery Sport coming later in April.
Well, what's that going to be? You mean you invite people over, they get to try it out?
Everybody will get to see it up in person, up close, get inside it, and then after that, we'll have it built in store for everyone to drive as well.
Well, I know Vivian's going to want to check that out because she's been all over me to get one of those, and if you finally got one that there isn't a wait list on, I know she's going to be pushing me hard. I've seen the Evoques going all over town, and how does this rate as far as comparing it to Evoques as far as handling and power?
Same power train as you're going to have in the Evoque. It's a little bit larger. It's a little bit longer, but they made very good use of aluminum. Still pretty light and very efficient. And it's a little bit more a little bit more utilitarian in that it's really, you know, meant to be more rugged than what we have in the Evoque. You know, you can be able to get seven people in there, go out camping. The Evoque's really, really plush.
Yeah, you know, I've seen the Evoques. They come and go on the highway. They zip right by me usually, and I've got the Infiniti, and it's tough to zip by. It's tough to zip by me. I love the car. So,
and you know, it's priced right, Jim. This car's going to start at $37,000.
Whoa! So it's affordable for everybody. Can you buy it? Can you also lease it?
Absolutely. And we're anticipating a $399 lease at the time of launch. So we'll see if that happens. That's what we're hoping for.
Wow, that sounds affordable. I mean, that's right in the sweet spot of just about everybody else.
Now, this car's a real segment buster, Jim. I'm really excited for this one.
Now, are they going to come? What are the colors that they're going to come in? Because I've seen the Evoque in some really cool metallic type colors. What do you got here?
They're going to have an orange, all sorts of new stuff actually that we've never seen before. So that's really.
Larry, you're costing me money here. I just got a text from Vivian that she wants the car. All right.
Maybe I can save you money on this one.
Hey, well, you never know. Listen, I know this for sure, is that she is getting ready to come off her lease. And, you know, we get those emails from everybody that the lease is up. You should come in and get your new car. So I guess I'm closing in on probably by this summer, which is these are out in April, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, I got another her. She wants it in black. Is it going to come in black?
Of course.
My wife is a trip. You know, she's such a cute girl. So, Larry, let's talk a little bit about what we really want to talk about besides cars, which is sports. You know, we've got the Marlins coming up. It looks like they've made some good moves. What do you think is going on with the Marlins this year?
I'm really excited.
Larry, we're having a real tough time hearing you. I don't know where you're physically located, but you've really got to try to get a better signal because we really are getting squelched.
Can you hear me?
Up and down, Larry. Up and down. Are you inside? Can you call me back on a hard line? We lost Larry. Hello, Larry? We lost Larry. I think he hung up. All right. Well, listen, we've been talking with Larry's in. We've been talking about the Land Rover Discovery Sport, the fact that these will not be on a wait list, that you'll get really funky colors, that it's got a great powertrain, and that it's going to start at just $399. It sounds like a really awesome car. I can't wait to see it. And I know that one thing about Larry is he's coming with me to opening day. We're going to talk about the Marlins and opening day as soon as we can get Larry and his gerbil working a little bit better on that cell phone. D, are we hearing him a little better now? All right. We got Larry. Larry, are you back?
I'm back.
Oh, that sounds a heck of a lot better, Lair.
I'm back. Yeah, you know, sometimes I want to throw my phone, and then I realize that's probably a pretty bad idea.
Yeah, no, it's not the right idea. So, Larry, listen, we're going to be sitting behind home plate, right on the aisle, opening day. Can't wait to go. What do you think about the Marlins this season?
You know, I'm really excited. I think we got a step in the right direction. We got the youngest, best outfield in the major leagues. I love that they signed Ichiro because we're going to get to see him all the time, and that guy's a legend. And the pitching staff looks strong.
Yeah, I'm very excited about everything. And the one thing is, if you've been watching some of the preseason games, they've got this awesome ad with Giancarlo Stanton in, and it just looks like he's ready to take the top off the ball. And I met Morse when I went for batting practice. They had a season ticket holder batting practice, and he seemed like he's really, really excited to be here, and he's been tearing it up this summer.
Yeah, I'm very excited that we were able to hold on to him. I think that guy, you know, we have a chance at him being a surefire Hall of Famer and one of the best to ever play. You know, this is like one of those situations when we had Miguel Cabrera, and you knew the guy was going to be really special for the long term, and we ended up losing him. This is a guy that we're going to be able to keep, and hopefully we'll have him through the entire term of his contract.
Yeah, I'm very excited because it seems like the Marlins are now operating like a real baseball team, locking up their young guys, too, like Christian Yelich. Very exciting. Met that kid at a couple of different events. He's just an absolutely awesome guy.
Yeah, that was a big signing, Jim. You know, I think it's going to restore a lot of faith for the people in Miami that we are dedicated to winning and, you know, not just collecting on the revenue share.
Well, you know, this really is a good sports town. It doesn't really just happen when you're a winner. It happens. People in this town follow people that have a plan. You don't really have to win. You just have to be putting out effort. This is a town that will reward good, solid effort. You remember that from the early seasons of the Heat when they weren't winning, but they were still gutting it out and playing tough and hard-nosed. And I'm really hoping that the Marlins will play that kind of ball, too, this year.
I think they will. I think this is going to be a really, really great season. We're going to surprise a lot of people.
Now, I want to just get back for 1 second to the Land Rover Discovery Sport, because I'm getting emails here from my wife. It's not stopping. She really wants to get it. She wants me to make sure you save her one in black. When are these hitting the market? When are they coming in? When are we going to go to that opening party?
We're expecting that the vehicles will be available towards the end of next month, and then the party will be in the beginning of next month. So, Jim, I'll send you an invitation.
Oh, yeah. Please send me an invitation. I can't wait to go. Larry, what other cars do you have that are on special right now?
Well, you know, as you know, for most manufacturers, this is the end of their fiscal year. So the lease programs at all of our stores are really, really strong. Over at Jaguar, we've got some great lease programs. Infiniti, really good stuff going on right now, especially on the Q50 and QX60 like Vivian has. So this is an exciting month for us. You know, typically December and March are two of the best months of the year.
Wow, I always thought it was December. So you taught me something new. I got to start buying in March then. You know, we've only got about a minute left, Larry. How do people reach you guys?
You can always see us at www.warrenhenryauto.com. Follow us on social media at Warren Henry Auto. Or call us at 305-690-6006.
Well, I can't wait to go to the new party for the Land Rover Discovery Sport. I'm going to bring all my social stuff. We'll bring Johnny. We'll blow it up socially. We're going to have a great time. And make sure Peter's there to support us on social media. Say hey to Ismet, Frank, and the rest of my friends over there. May, I love coming over there. It's great to be part of the Warren Henry family.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good being on the show today. Sorry for the phone troubles, and looking forward to seeing you soon.
We'll see you soon, Larry. We're going to go to the ball game in just under 10 days, Larry, so get ready. We're hitting the Marlins, and thanks again for being on the show today.
All right, talk to you soon.
You got it. D, it's all yours. We'll be back real soon.